Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 796, 796. And let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I count you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, which spots yet saved, not believed in vain, because believing in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." We've been looking at the death of Christ. So the physical events were now the revelatory. We've gone into Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And we've talked about that. And now we are in Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. They came back. The disciples said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." And Jesus responds, Mark 11:23. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith." So we're looking at one man who was told to say, call the things that be not as though they were. That is Romans 4:17. Abraham, he said his name was assumed father, Abraham. God said, no, I've changed your name. Call yourself the father of many nations, when he was yet barren, no baby, no child. Not the promised son had not come, but when he began, within 10 or 11 months, the baby came. So we are learning about how we are calling things that are not yet manifest as though they were. You see a farmer who goes to plant a seed, let's say corn. So digs the ground and puts, let's say, 3 grains inside, covers it. And yet his expectation is that he will have a stalk of corn. One corn with several on it. And that one stalk of corn will give him about 4 cups of corn around it. How is that possible? He is calling things that are not yet manifest as though they were. And that is why he took the grain. He put it in the ground. It's like a seed. Put it in the ground. And he waited. And yet surely, it happened. So we're not talking about self-denial. We're not talking about denying the thing that... No, we are not talking about denying. We're talking about calling it. So you call your body. Thank God. Thank God I'm healed. Thank God. I call my body well. I call my body healed. I call my kidneys well. I call my liver healed. I call my breast well. I call my stomach healed. I call my stomach free from ulcers. Oh God, thank you. Thank you. By stripes, I was healed. That's how you do it. That is how you do it. Oh, hallelujah. So it's not just in healing, in every sphere of life, that is what you do. You call the things that be not as though they were. Oh, hallelujah. So in saying this, I want to say that somebody say, okay, so prophetess, what you are saying is that it's because I called it and or I confessed and I said that I have it, that is why I had it. Listen, it is not just because you confessed it, that's why it happened. Okay, then are you talking about mind over matter? You know, is it positive thinking? Is it? No, we are not talking about that. We're saying you are speaking and proclaiming God's word over a matter. You are proclaiming the word of God over a matter. And that is why it happened. Because if we just say that because you confessed and then it happened, there's a most time because I call myself Mrs. Brown. I call myself Mrs. Kosovo. And meanwhile, Mr. Kosovo is already married. But prophetess, you say that whatever I call myself, that's no, I'm not saying that. There are some things that you know. When the Bible has not told you that it belongs to you, you don't confess it. I call myself. Why would you pray and ask God, Lord, I'm going to rob a bank. Please help me. Holy Spirit, lead me into, show me what to do to rob. You want to rob a bank and you're asking God to lead and help you. Of course, that is wrong. That is also because you begin to say, okay, they say I should call things as that be not as though they were. So I'm calling the bank robbed. I'm calling the money in the bank as mine. No. Then I'm calling myself Mrs. Brown. Mr. Brown is married. He's already married. Why would you call yourself lying by that? Because you say we should call ourselves and what we call it, it will happen. That's not what I'm teaching here. So it means that we have something, boundaries in which we operate. If God has not said it is yours, you don't speak and call it as yours. You don't call somebody's husband as yours. You don't call someone's child as yours. You don't call someone's wife as yours. You don't call someone's money as yours. No, whatever is written in the word, that is what you call as yours. He says Jesus healed you by stripes. So you call your body well, because he says that he supplies all your needs. And then you call Philippians 4:19. Then you call yourself as that this is supplied. Because he says he gives us wisdom, James. So you say, I am wise. I take wise decisions. I don't take foolish decisions. So it is what is written determines what you can call as yours. Oh, hallelujah. I'm sure that this clarifies it for you. Especially, you know, there are some people who are just like that. You just wonder how they think, but immediately you hear something, I say, hey, then I'm calling this new latest Benz as mine. And meanwhile, you've not been able to call your earring, that you have only one there. You've not called one into being. You've not called the one that is missing into being. That's what I'm saying. You start from where you are and you look at the word. The word determines what you can call into being. I trust that you have understood this very well. You are so blessed. I cannot assume that everybody understands what I'm saying, especially when I cannot see you face to face. But I'm sure the one day I'll see you face to face. You are so blessed. Please come back for more. And if this is your first time, then please, there's so much for you to learn here. Bye.